joys that sprouted with letters. I remember now that at the time I first learned to write letters of the alphabet, I could not share the joy with anyone. I had, nevertheless, mastered the art of scrawling letters, even if it was on the bare earth, and had to learn to pronounce them only within my mind. The first day I had been able to scribble a letter of the consonant ga, I had sprayed a cloud of dust in the air out of sheer happiness, because I had broken innumerable twigs time and again in order to learn writing this letter, and I bruised the tender skin rubbing against the soil. Moreover, my toes bled when I practiced writing by dipping them on the dew drops collected on the bowl. If there ever lay any reason behind it, it was only to recognize the letters and to learn how to write them. When this lesson was learned, I myself raised dust and sprayed it on my body. I had drawn a large-sized ka on the earth for everyone to see, but there was no question of anyone looking at it. Instead, some of them stepped on that letter and erased it. In other words, my first letter, ka, was wiped out of existence, and even without anyone seeing it. Alas, that day, when the letter that I joyfully scrawled was stepped over with shoes, my heart was badly torn to pieces. I expressed the feeling of distress by screaming, because the resulting pain was unbearable.
That scream was perhaps an expression of resentment against those who had stepped over it.
It's true, there was no one to share my joys with, of learning the first letter of the alphabet. I had shared that joy with this inert earth. I had celebrated the moment by spraying dust all around, covering my own body with dust.